21 demonstrators were arrested on the first day of protests. And the city of Birmingham discovered it had another problem. The outgoing commissioners announced that they had no intention of stepping aside for the newly elected government.
Well, I remember now the day we swore in the mayor. And before the day was over, we discovered we had two mayors, two city governments, and Dr. Martin Luther King and the SCLC starting marches up and down the street. The marches occurred almost entirely during the 37-day period when Birmingham had two governments. On Tuesdays, the commission met, proceeded to govern the city, and when they finished, they would march out, and nine council members would march in, and they would proceed to adopt laws and spend money and conduct the affairs of the city.
Until the courts could decide which city government was the legal one, Bull Connor remained in charge of the police and fire departments.